Welcome to the Astrology University podcast, helping you find insight, inspiration, and meaning through the study of astrology. And now, on to the show. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this month's declination report, where I give you an overview of the main transiting declination aspects each month, as well as some advice about how you can navigate the important declination events. And I'm your host, Tony Howard. Check out the accompanying blog post for this podcast or YouTube video if you're watching on YouTube on Astrology University for a full list of the major declination aspects and dates this month, the month of September 2023. And if you're brand new to declination and you just want to know what it is, well, check out my blog post, What is Declination, at Astrology University. Okay, with that, let's get started. Well, as September kicked off, we were still under the influence of Mercury, Mars, and Neptune, which was kind of a little bit of a saga that started last month, and Venus was still retrograde. Venus stationed direct on September 4th, and it'll start to pick up speed soon if you're listening to it to this episode today, but it's going to remain at the station degree of 12 degrees Leo until September 11th. When a planet stations retrograde, it doesn't just click on as you might think or hope. A lot of people are like, oh, Mercury's direct, full steam ahead. But instead, the station actually signals a time when the planet's appearing to stand really, really still at that degree. Good way to picture it is like an exclamation point. 12 degrees Leo is emphasized by Venus during this time as it stations at that degree. So if you have planets at 12 degrees of the fixed signs, you probably have a sense of what I'm talking about. But getting back to declination, Mercury and Mars were both in Virgo last month, and they opposed Neptune, which is in Pisces, as you might know, while also forming the contraparallel aspect in declination. And that just tightens up or strengthens or emphasizes that feeling of opposition. Mars has now moved ahead into Libra, but the declination aspects continue in ways that might sound a little confusing at first, because on September 2nd, Mercury made a contraparallel to Mars, and it had just been kind of buddying up with Mars in the conjunction. Now, this is because both planets are hovering around the 0 degrees declination mark, which means they're moving between north and south declination, and planets around that point can shift really quickly from parallel to contraparallel, and that's the case here. Mercury makes a contraparallel to Neptune on September 5th, and then Mars makes another parallel to Neptune on September 8th. So this whole conversation between these three planets isn't quite over this month. Now, Mercury is still retrograde, so it might be a while before you're able to start making sense of this Mercury-Neptune connection that's part of this mix. If you're trying to objectively figure something out, for instance, might be best to try another approach. This might sound a little counterintuitive, but try taking a nap or just sleep on it and see what happens. Neptune needs to be honored here. Daydream or meditate, but maybe not a rigid meditation like the kind that has a lot of rules and structure, but more of a space out kind of meditation, or the kind where you're just trying to shift your consciousness away from objectivity and into nonlinear states of mind. That would be a really great use of your time. Mercury stations direct on September 15th, but it doesn't move to the next degree of 9 Virgo until September 20th, and then it'll start to pick up speed from there, which is a time that will signal more forward momentum with whatever new seed that got planted for Mercury to explore over the next 3 months or so that took place recently when Mercury was making the conjunction with the Sun and starting to change states. For the Mars piece, Mercury makes another contraparallel to Mars later this month on the 25th of September. So there are, let's just say, several opportunities to turn your words into action. Now, Mars is in Libra, so you might be thinking about how your words will impact others a little more than usual, and that would be a great intention if that's the case. There isn't a lot of more to say in terms of declination this month, except for the moon being out of bounds from September 6th to 11th and from the 21st to 25th. Now, we're in a period of time when the moon is going out of bounds quite regularly, at least twice a month, and the length of time that it's spending out of bounds is a little extended. On September 6th, the moon starts off out of bounds in Gemini, and then it moves through Cancer while out of bounds. Now, if you do electional astrology, and that's the kind of astrology where you're looking for good dates or trying to find a good date to take an important action, you might note that the moon will be out of bounds regularly when it's in Cancer right now. Now, I say this because a lot of electional astrologers might choose to put a moon in Cancer in those charts. Now, this isn't necessarily an indication to not take action because the moon's out of bounds, but it's probably going to emphasize the moon even more than usual. So make sure that that's something you're going for in that chart. The moon in Cancer can be wonderful energy in an electional chart, depending on your intention. And just know that, being out of bounds is going to turn up the volume on that moon. The moon in Capricorn will also be out of bounds right now. And this month, the moon starts off out of bounds in Sagittarius on the 21st and then stays out of bounds through Capricorn. This moon might be a little bit more tricky to use in electionals, and you might just want to wait this one out and instead opt to use this time to reflect on what you're responsible for. When you reflect on your emotional reactions, especially in relationships where there's a little bit of dependency in the mix, you might ask what part is your responsibility and what part isn't your responsibility. The moon in Capricorn might be a great time to generate some insight there. Lastly, the sun is in Virgo right now, so it will make an opposition to Neptune, which we know is in Pisces, as the sun approaches that 26 degree mark, and it hits that on September 20th. Now, when we add in declination, that aspect is already strengthened and in range by September 16th because the sun makes a contraparallel to Neptune on the 16th. Now, this is a time when ideals might clash a bit with practicality. There's the dream of what could be or what we could do, be, or create. And then there are the practical details that might get in the way of the vision being just quite as perfect as we imagine or hope. Now, if this theme is up for you, be gentle with your ideals to avoid the pain of disillusionment. And what I mean by that is understand your ideals in their right context. They're ideals. They're not practical realities. Use your ideals as guides. They're there to keep us inspired. When we start believing that we really could create a utopia of love, peace, and absolute harmony here on Earth, that's when we get into trouble. But holding that ideal, holding the ideal of that possibility, allows us to reach for it every day in attainable ways on a day-to-day basis. Virgo teaches us to focus on what's right in front of us and just take that next step, put one foot in front of the other, doing one kind deed here and another one tomorrow. And eventually, those kind deeds add up to a lot of helpful support and loving kindness that you've put into the world. And with that, I'll wrap up this month's declination report. To learn more about declination, check out my course, Intro to Declination at Astrology University. And until next time, take good care. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon. And until then, take good care.